Cheater and the Rude with Lee Papa and Jeff Chrysler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Lee Papa coming to you live from Liberty Plaza, formerly Zuccotti Park, here in Lower Manhattan. You're listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. I write the blog The Rude Pundit, and we're trying a little experiment here tonight. Jeff and I are both here at different areas of the park, which as you can hear, and there's a few thousand people out here, and we're just going to try to give you a feel for what it's like out here. And you might hear behind me the human microphone during the General Assembly of the protesters. Somebody calls something out, and other protesters repeat it so that everybody gets the information so you can hear it. It's mic check is what they call it when they see if people are still listening. Jeff, where are you in the park?
I'm across the plaza from you, Jeff Chrysler, here on Progressive Radio Network. Got a couple guys here who are part of the protest. How long have you guys been here?
We got here 2 days ago.
And what brought you here? What drew you here, and from where?
I'm from Muskegon, Michigan, and in the last year and a half, I've seen in my personal life jobs come and go. I work online for an online university, and things are just drying up. And it's everywhere you look. It's not just me. It's my whole community. You can see it. People losing their jobs, losing their homes. My stepmother slowly died of cancer. She couldn't get health insurance. My father, who is mourning the dying of his wife and the death of his wife, had to act as her nurse as well because they couldn't get health insurance.
And so were you drawn here specifically for the protests, or were you coming out east? I mean, is this what brought you east? I'm sorry, Lee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I came out here definitely just for the protest. I wasn't planning on going to New York at all, but I saw it online, and I was completely taken by it. I couldn't sleep for days, and I just followed the movement and all of the Occupy pages across the Internet, and it just seemed to grow, and I just knew I wouldn't feel good about myself if I didn't come out here and support this. No matter what happens, if this creates change in the world or just fizzles out, you have to try, and you have to think about it unless you try.
Well, thank you, guys, and best of luck to you in your personal struggle and all we're doing together. Lee, you got somebody over there? Thank you, guys.
Actually, I'm looking at signs that say I could lose my job for having a voice. And I'm standing in front of a young man who's got wearing a suit with a loosened tie, an American flag in his collar, and a dollar bill as a gag around his mouth. Where I'm on Progressive Radio Network right now. Would you be willing to tell us what your sign means?
It has to do with we've worked in a way where we have oppressed the worker's voice, and it has to do with the fact that the worker honestly has no voice anymore. Even when it comes to regards of coming to a peaceful protest, you can potentially be sacrificing your financial well-being. So it's kind of oppressive in the nature that it really helps keep people restrained. Or even in the corporate workplace where you're obligated to maximize profits, at the cost of people, if you whistleblow or say that the way business is not sustainable, or if you say the way the business is not ethical, you can have repercussions in the workplace. So it's really about how people have become expendable in the eyes of business.
And where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, there's a ton of up here at the on the Broadway side of Zuccotti Park, people with signs saying Waterboard Wall Street. And I saw somebody earlier that said, that had a Don't Tread on Me flag, and he said he was part of the original Tea Party. So I'm going to try to get him in a minute. It's just packed and crazy down here.
Well, Lee, we got some people from Minnesota you talked to and Michigan I talked to. Now I saw a couple of gentlemen who are both wearing priest collars. I don't know if it actually is your profession. It sounds like it is. Would you like to say a couple words to our listeners about what brought you here and maybe what you're hoping to accomplish or what inspired you?
Well, I think I speak for myself. I wanted to come down to see what's happening. It's been on the news. One of my parishioners was actually one of the people who was pepper sprayed.
Oh, wow.
Stopping in conversation with them. Came down in civilian garb, but then decided I want to come down in professional capacity. And, it's incredibly inspiring to see people speaking out, egalitarian nature of the whole gathering, even the way that the communication is made, as this kind of group effort.
What have you found about the spirits of people? I mean, obviously you're men of the cloth, and have you found that there's optimism here, is there rage? Is there any kind of thing you've sensed about that yet, or is it a mix of things?
I'm very impressed with the sense how calm everyone is. I'm impressed how organized things are, how peaceful they are. It's a very good feel. It's a very good vibe, I guess you could say. And it's always better to get an experience, which is one of the reasons I'm here.
And you're both from the area, I take it. You mentioned when you're... Well, thank you for speaking with us. It's Progressive Radio Network. We've got a website if you want to check that out. Thanks.
All right.
Lee, do me a favor. When I'm talking with someone, just hit the mute button on your phone. It gets a little noisy. Otherwise, you're a beautiful man.
No, you're a beautiful man. Hey, I've got somebody here from northern New Jersey. I actually walked up to him because he had a Don't Tread on Me T-shirt, and I asked him, what the fuck's the deal? Are you with the Tea Party? Because I think it'd be awesome if the Tea Party was out here. They should be. However, I was mistaken, and I'll let him tell you why.
So just speaker.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so I don't affiliate myself with a Tea Party. It's more about liberty and different things that, Ron Paul stands up for especially, but it's transcending just a label of, some crazy Tea Party people.
Cool. Thanks very much. I'm also seeing signs, close corporate tax loopholes, tax religious groups, and the wars legalized. We bring back arrested development. I think all good goals, all things that we should all aspire for here.
Arrested development is back. I find it interesting you spoke with a guy about the Tea Party symbols, because I've always felt like the Tea Party has as much right to We the People and Don't Tread on Me as anyone, but they don't have the exclusive right. And one of the things that always bothered me was sort of whether it's the Tea Party or the extreme right claiming the banner of patriotism, when in fact the people here are just as patriotic as the people that have been doing the Tea Party movement. And, there actually has been some small efforts beginning to really find the common ground between the Tea Party and this. Many would say what the Tea Party initially began as was the same spirit of this movement, and it was a movement that on that side was co-opted by different forces, and it seems like this movement here has learned from that, and is being wary about who partners with and who speaks for it, and as yet it's a collective voice, and I find that quite inspiring.
I think you're right. I think this is what, and the other thing about it is, in its own way, the Tea Party is way more elitist than any of this. The Tea Party was seeking the exclusion of anybody who didn't believe a certain religious dogma. The Tea Party was excluding anybody that didn't agree to a whole group of social goals. This is actually for every person that's got a free mumia or pro-Palestine a pro-Palestine sign. There's 100, if not more, signs that are directly related to the Wall Street protests. Hey, my guy with the Don't Tread on Me flag has just come back. As opposed to the guy with the Don't Tread on Me t-shirt. It just so happens that I bumped into two Don't Tread on Me's And this guy is from Minnesota.
Arkansas.
He's got a Razorback shirt, too. He said that he was actually in the original Tea Party. Can you tell us some about that?
There are two different Tea Parties. There was the original Tea Party that was part of Ron Paul's movement, and there is the Tea Party that's been hijacked by the neoconservatives, who are not true conservatives to the definition.
So do you see yourself as a kind of true conservative, or do you see your goals as going back to sort of a kind of conservatism?
Well, here's my view. Back when this country was founded, the definition of liberalism, classic liberalism, was small government and social freedom. And that should be the message of conservatives as well. Now, small government, both parties want the same thing, but, I'm sorry. My brain has been taxed.
How long have you been out here?
I've been out here since Tuesday. I live in Arkansas. I had to fly back, go to work tomorrow. So.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for talking to us, and enjoy the rest of your night.
I have a lot more I can say.
Oh, yeah? You want to say more?
Yeah.
Go for it, man. Go for it. Tell me about what's going on in Arkansas that brought you down here.
There is an Occupy Arkansas movement going on. And I have a lot of libertarian friends, and there is starting to be a movement there as well, but I figured since I had the flight benefits and everything, I wanted to be a part of it. But I also wanted to spread the message that Wall Street is not necessarily evil, and capitalism is not necessarily evil. It's not. We live in a corporatist society, not capitalism. It wipes out competition instead of bringing in competition. And the real evil is the Federal Reserve, which uses the Wall Street as its tool. That's all Wall Street is a tool of capitalism. And this quantitative easing that they do, basically inflation, and debasing our dollar, and they create the bubbles in the market that come down. They bail out toxic corporations that should drown in the free market,
like the banks during the bailout.
Correct. If we had true capitalism, these business practices would not be allowed to survive.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot. We're gonna get a few more people on.
That was a really interesting Ron Paul supporter who has his
fair
position.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that there's a Ron Paul libertarian that's out here. Well, that's out here with a "Don't Tread on Me" Tea Party flag.
There are common threads. I'm here with a gentleman who's got a sign that says, "How many recessions do you need to take a stand?" It's an interesting question. I would say no more than two. I don't know what I would say, but I want to ask, sir, what brought you here? What inspired you to join this movement, whatever capacity you have? Where are you from? Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your story.
I moved here like 3 months ago from Detroit, and I'm still looking for work. And I'm pretty much fed up with how there hasn't been anything done, you know, because I supported Obama and hoping some sort of, you know, reform and compensation regulation, you know, imposed by SEC, but I have not seen anything. Instead, things are, you know, going for the worse, and somehow the electorate still has amnesia and not seem to understand that we need to take action. And at this point, I'm probably going to vote for the Green Party because they are not funded by investment banks. They don't get money from
tax and everything.
Because pretty much both of the parties are funded by Wall Street, and which is a conflict of interest, my personal view.
What do you think about the possibility of getting money out of politics? I realize that might be a bit of a pipe dream, but
some sort of effort to make all campaigns publicly financed or to somehow lessen the influence of money, whatever, if it's left or right or green or blue or anything. Would you support that type of a movement?
I would definitely support it. In any case, like, I believe that, you know, we need to start understanding that things are not getting any better, that we need to sit down and pretty much try to analyze where we are right now and what we need to do in order to make this country better.
So it sounds a little bit like you've got your action item for yourself is maybe voting green, but you also are hoping for a conversation that's not a battle of these left and right ideas, but a real progressive movement.
Some sort of a realization point that everyone's fed up.
I think that's good, and we can hope that this helps start galvanizing some people. So thank you for your time. Good luck to you personally and with the movement.
Thanks so much.
Lee?
Hey, Jeff.
Lee, you there?
Yeah, I am. I also want to, for people that aren't around here and maybe haven't seen, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of sort of vivid video of what exactly it looks like here. And I know we're radio, but I'm going to try to tell you, the park is a small park. It's a, it's not even a full block. It's cement and marble. And right now I'm looking out over a sea of sleeping bags and tarps and people gathered, sitting and eating and talking. There is a kind of a food line set up where people who donate food, have a bunch of stuff set up, and we people line up to get food. There's areas where there's clothing donations. There's areas where there's sleeping bag donations. There's all kinds of information booths set up. There's medical personnel here. I mean, this is a really well-organized action that's going on.
Does it make you question the political philosophy that guides some on the right, the individualistic philosophy that if you put people in a collective like this and let them begin society, that there will be a power control based upon violence and selfishness? I mean, to me, the fact that there is a food line and there's not chaos and there are people that have whatever limited belongings they have here left out on their sleeping bags, and it's protected not by guards or dogs or fences, but just by the collective goodwill of people. Go ahead.
And we're talking that the situation existed here where people very easily could have gotten upset and gotten violent. You know, with all the rain, with the constant police presence, the constant noise. I mean, this is the first decent weather that they may have had in coming up on 3 weeks.
But don't forget, this is New York City, also an alleged place that in the stories of my youth was where you went to get stabbed. And, we're not exactly in the worst part of it, but this is a place where the legend would have you believe that people are here to do you evil. And, in fact, this is a place that has generated a positive kind of feeling, and it's continued. I mean, we came down here, a couple weeks ago we came down here when it was maybe a week old, and I don't know if we didn't talk about it, but the question was how long would it last? And it seems to have lasted and grown stronger, and there doesn't seem to be many fraying at the edges. The only fraying it seems to have come from outside forces, like when the police get involved. And that's unlimited.
I agree. And there's just a vibe here. I mean, and it's really kind of interesting. You see people walking around, people look like they're from Wall Street in suits, and they're walking around sort of almost agog at what's going on, that this does exist. And they just got word that they can probably stay out here as long as they want. And so we are going to see this go on for quite a while.
Hey, Lee, I've approached a couple people here, one of whom has a sign that says strong, peaceful resistance, and they're eating some what looks like it might have been delicious food. We're on the Progressive Radio Network, and I just was wondering what brought each of you to this park, how long you've been here, what you might personally or collectively hope to accomplish.
Well, I just got here. My friend just came in from Buffalo, like, today, so I came here to meet him, and I've been, like, hearing about it for a while, and, like, made me really excited, like, everything that's going on here, and, like, everybody working together and, like, living with each other, and
And where are you from? Are you from New York?
I'm from Buffalo, but I live in Purchase right now. I go to college there. So, yeah.
Cool. And what was it that got you excited about coming down here? Was it the atmosphere? Was it the call? What was it that inspired you?
Everything, the atmosphere, especially now that I'm here, is really exciting.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, he's turned over that way. Let me ask you, you're leaning here, sir.
I was interested in hearing what they had to say.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, and good luck. Enjoy yourself. Lee?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, sorry, I'm actually in the middle of all the sleeping bags, and they're trying not to step on people.
Have you tried to ask any police officers yet to chat? I've asked a couple. They've demurred.
No, the police
are anonymous.
I don't think they're allowed. I don't think they're actually allowed to
yeah,
talk
I
to
know.
Anybody. So it's a nice try, but I don't think they're allowed to. You can hear in the distance. There's also a drum circle going on. And it's been going nonstop since we've been here. And, you know, you gather enough college students, and there's going to be a drum circle. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, again, this is all very easy to stereotype, all very easy to dismiss. And it's very easy to be cynical about this, but it's almost impossible once you're here to be that cynical. And,
well, you know, what I find interesting is that young woman who I just talked to was probably the first person that I felt any sense of they were just here because it's an event. Everyone else I've talked to, both on the air and otherwise, has been here for a reason, for a cause. I mean, not that an event's not a reason, but you know what I mean? Like, to me, there was a hint of frivolity in that, even if there was sincerity there, too. And I haven't otherwise felt that. And I was concerned, much like, you know, my limited experience of Burning Man, back when Burning Man began, it was a thing for people with whatever motivation, and then within a few years, it became an event for people to go and observe as opposed to participate. This still feels 90-something percent participation, 8% media, and then who knows what the other 2% is.
I've actually got somebody here, where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, what brought you out here?
Came here to occupy Wall Street.
How long have you been here?
2.5 days.
How has it been out here? What's the atmosphere? What do you think of the atmosphere here?
It's just like nothing I've seen since the 60s. It's been great. Everybody's so loving and peaceful and strong and kind. And
how have people been interacting with you? Have they been? Have people just generally been welcoming, or has it been?
Oh, people are people and nice, you know. I mean, I thought it was important that people like me, who are retired, don't have to work, can come and be with young people who are unemployed because there aren't any jobs. Who else can come?
So what would you say to get other retired people out here?
I'd say it's a lot of fun.
So there you go. That's an endorsement. It's a lot of fun. Were you a protester in the 60s?
I came along toward the end when we were doing moratoriums against the Vietnam War.
Wow, so you're an experienced protester, and somewhat.
If that makes me experienced. I was not political while I was in college at Berkeley.
No, you were at Berkeley and not...
In the free speech movement, I was not political.
Oh, no, and the free love movement right there.
I just missed it all. I was going to class.
How dare you? All right, thanks very much.
Okay. Lee, I've got a gentleman here. I'll probably be the last person that I get to talk to before we have to sign off. He's got a sign that says, "Does the pie need to be divided differently?" And it's got a yellow circle in it with a red wedge cut out that I'd say, what do you think, about 5% in that wedge?
1%
should be, but that's a difficult art. Sir, tell me what inspired the sign. We were just talking off air, how many times you've been down here, and sort of what brought you to this moment in this place?
Well, I'm from Central Pennsylvania, and I felt it was necessary to come to support what's happening here. Even though there's a very diverse opinions on why everybody's here, I felt that it was important that I did show up.
And in Central Pennsylvania, it seems like a place there are typically difficult economic times now. Is that what you found, whether personally or in your community?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many people from metropolitan New York area that are talking about how bad they have it. Well, it's the same thing in Central Pennsylvania. It's very, very nasty. And the idea of my sign is that I feel that we need to take a look at the distribution of the wealth in the United States. As Americans, we so much want to get it right with our instant replay and things like that. So are we getting it right now? Is it really okay that 1% of the population is controlling most of the wealth? So I think that our government needs to just take a good hard look at it.
It's interesting you said to me that you think our government needs to take a look at it, because some would argue that maybe the government's incapable right now of making whatever change we need. But I personally believe that a good government could make change. I mean, what is your feeling about what forces might make whatever redistribution we need?
I really do think this word class welfare is warfare is thrown around, and I really do think something like that has to happen. I think that the people need to wake up, and they need to start putting people into positions of authority where they're going to start taking care of that distribution of wealth.
Personally, I think we get some term limits, we get some campaign finance reform, that would help. But that's just my opinion. Thank you for your time. Best of luck personally and with the movement. Take care.
Ali? And Jeff, I've got somebody else right here. And where are you from?
I am from the Detroit area in Michigan.
And what brought you out here?
I want my generation's voice to be heard because I'm young, only 16. And I'm worried that in this protest, my generation's voice won't be heard legally. It probably won't, but happening.
So, and I just, it's very funny because I just spoke to somebody who's a retiree who's out here and came here to, and is encouraging other retirees to come here. What about people your age?
I haven't seen that many people in my age. I've only seen one other person, and that was it. So that kind of has some red flags going on in my head.
Yeah. What fears do you have about the economy that maybe have you out here? Or is there something hopeful that you're here for?
My greatest fear about the economy is that when it's all done over with the previous generation, my generation will be left with something that is not workable in the slightest, and we'll be left with nothing but ruin and trash prices. But I am hoping on the flip side that with this movement, we'll have at least something workable available, and that by the time it hits zero, have already been a step in the right direction going on.
How long have you been out here?
We've been out here for the past, 5 days, I think.
Wow. That's impressive. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right, hey, Lee?
Yeah.
I think we got to wrap it up, but this is great. I think I'm going to be in Washington next week, but maybe I'll go to the Occupy Washington down there. I think we should do this some more, meet some more cool people. What do you think?
That would be awesome. I'll come back down here. I'm sure this is going to be going. We'll keep doing what we can to keep the protest going.
This is Cheater on the Road. Quick plug, next week in New York and D.C., Get Rich Cheating Live. Go to GetRichCheating.com. We're going to continue this conversation in our own different ways. We're here every Thursday on Progressive Radio Network. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm Lee Papa.
And we are live at Liberty Plaza, New York City.
Good night, everybody.